How do you know if you can trust or have faith in somebody to scale an organization or a product or a division? This could be somebody you're looking to promote, or it could be somebody up the org chart, like your boss. How do you know if you should keep having faith or trust in them? I'm going to share some insights we've recently gained to that question. Leadership is the ability to facilitate movement in others toward a destination you can describe. I'm Russ Hill. I help build leaders. And this is the Culture Hacks Podcast.
Make sure you don't miss an episode. Tap on the follow, plus, or subscribe button, and you'll get two new episodes each week. Thanks for listening to the Culture Hacks Podcast with Russ Hill.
Oh my goodness. I could spend the next, I don't know how many minutes, making excuses for why I just haven't been consistent, you all, in putting out these podcasts. If you're a regular listener, I just have to apologize because you haven't gotten regular episodes from me in like several weeks. If you're just, this is the first episode that you've listened to, or you're just stumbling upon this podcast, then you don't care at all anyway. So I won't spend much time on it. But you all, we are in the craziest two quarters. I feel like I'm going to keep saying this, but it's true right now, at least. I feel like we're coming off of the craziest quarter, probably definitely in my entire career. The like insane amounts of focus and work. And it's not like we haven't worked hard, or I haven't worked hard, or been busy, or been part of big projects and launches and all that, those sorts of things in my career before. Absolutely, that's not the case. That has happened, but not to the degree that it's been the last quarter. And so that's my lame excuse, but I appreciate your patience, those of you that find value in regular episodes. And my commitment is to get back on track. Welcome in to the Culture Hacks Podcast. I'm Russ Hill. I make my living coaching and consulting senior executive teams of some of the world's biggest companies and helping develop leaders. As you heard in the intro, the recorded piece at the beginning of the podcast, that's really my purpose more than anything else. What I love doing is helping build leaders. And it's not that I'm the master architect or the expert leader or anything like that. I have made more mistakes than any of you, I promise, in trying to lead or manage others. But it's also the reason I feel like I hope I can bring some value in that space is because of the leadership lab that I have an opportunity to work in. And so many good things happening, you all. The lead in 30 part of our business is scaling and just incredible. And I'm so excited at the organizations that we have enrolling leaders in it, and what we've built behind the scenes. We've really been building an infrastructure. Long story short, if you're somebody who listens consistently, you might care. So I've got two business partners. So there are three of us that own the company, Lone Rock Consulting. By the way, if you want to find out more about what we do, go to loanrockconsulting.com or leadin30.com. Loanrockconsulting.com is the consulting side of our business. And it's just going crazy in the number of organizations and how much we're doing there. And that's exciting. And then leadin30.com, or leadin30, is the leadership development or training course part of our business. And so they're me and two business partners, Jared and Tanner, my two business partners and two of my closest friends. And it's, you know, how awesome it is to be in business with people that you just have so much respect for, and you love them. They're just your best friends. And that's amazing. And one of them, Tanner, is he got an assignment to go, what we call in our church, serve as a mission president. So he's going to leave for the next 3 years. It's a 3-year assignment for him and his family. And they weren't expecting it and all this sort of stuff. And that's a whole episode in and of itself. And I've got so much respect for Tanner and his wife, Erin, and their kids who are still at home, who were going to be displaced and didn't see this coming. And Just a ton of respect for them. But so we've got a position now because we're in this massive, crazy period of multiple years of scaling our business. And now right in the middle of that, you know, one of the three of us is plucked out and going, leaving for 3 years. It's not like, hey, you long vacation. That's a long time. And in some ways. And so we've been modifying our business to build up leadership ranks in order to keep us moving faster than ever, even with that happening. So lots of stuff happening behind the scenes, all good and all amazing. And I'm excited about it. So let's talk about scaling. So some of you are going to approach this episode from the standpoint of trying to delegate to a leader. There's somebody on your team who you've recently delegated to, or you are developing because you need them to grow in their ability in order for your business, your product, your whatever to scale. Or maybe there are lots of them. You're part of a large organization. You're constantly developing and delegating to leaders. Or maybe that's not you. You're thinking about this more from the standpoint of somebody who runs the company that you're a part of, or is the head of your department or division or business unit or whatever it might be, and you've got some concerns about them, and you're not sure if those are founded, but or you feel pretty good about it, but you're not sure how to put words to it. So I want to share with you one of the beautiful things about this podcast and being able to do it for 320-plus episodes is that I get to just share ideas out loud. I get to just be raw with you. And there's so much value in me being able to do that. And so I want to share with you some stuff from the whiteboard. This is from the sandbox, you all. And things that we've been sketching out and working on behind the scenes that that we think are just super valuable, but we haven't yet, or we're just early in the process of taking it out to organizations or leaders that we work with. So let me share with you three different categories. Well, actually, even before I get to that, I want you to think about this. And I've talked a little bit about this in prior episodes, but I want to reinforce it here because it's really, really critical. When you join my team, or I promote you, or the organization is thinking about delegating to you. And the reason we would do that is to scale, right? Because if we can develop you or whomever you are or various people, then we can scale. So the results, the revenue that we, I mean, that's the whole reason for large organizations, right? Is we can scale our impact, scale the number of customers we service, scale the revenue we bring in, scale profit, scale all those things. And so you're limited. That's why leadership is so critical. And why it unlocks so much potential is because your ability as an individual contributor, that there's a ceiling to that. And so if you can lead other people, now you can scale so many of the things, the metrics that matter to you. And we could spend a lot of time talking about that, but that just makes sense to you, right? And it seems like common sense or basic information, but a lot of people, the vast majority of people out there don't get that. That's why they're not in management or leadership, or they don't invest in their ability to lead others. And it makes zero sense because nothing impacts lifestyle, income potential, the career impact, all these different things more than improving, increasing, strengthening our ability, your ability to lead. The better I can do that, the more I can scale my leadership, the more I can affect all those things that matter to me. And it's just, there's growth potential in me mentally, emotionally, all these areas, right? So there are lots of different drivers for that. So when you first start to delegate to somebody, what do you delegate? Okay, so you're maybe somebody who maybe I made you a manager, or maybe you're just an individual contributor on my team, but you seem to be really capable and you've got a lot of promise and potential. So I'm going to start delegating more what to you? What am I going to delegate to you? I'm going to delegate tasks. I'm going to delegate actions. Hey, would you do this? Would you do that? That's the first thing that we delegate to people in order to help scale the organization or the whatever. I'm going to delegate some tasks to you. When you get hired, when I hire you in whatever role, I'm delegating to you tasks, right? Now, if you do a good job at executing on those tasks, then there's a whole separate category of what I delegate to you. What is that? What do I delegate to you at the next level? Decisions. Decisions. Most of you have never thought of that. Most executives we work with have never thought of that. I delegate tactics or actions to you, tasks. And if you're good at that, then I delegate decisions to you. Now, what happens if you fail in the area of me delegating tasks to you or actions? I take some away from you. I take the important ones away from you. I'm not sure how much I can trust you with. And you become actually pretty not that valuable. Your value goes down to us as an organization or me as a leader. And if I'm really effective at leading, then I would try to help you build up confidence, my confidence in your ability to take on tasks again quickly. And then if you aren't able to do that in a short order, then I would replace you if I'm effective and efficient as a leader. A lot of times we take those tasks back and then we think, well, but he's decent at these three things, so we'll keep him on. He can unlock the door fairly well and turn off the lights at the end of the day, so we'll keep him around. But he can't do these 80 other things. And we waste so much time and money, right? Because every single person we add to the payroll or to the org chart just requires time and energy, is a drain on the organization in so many ways. And so that's a whole nother episode, though. So if you're not good at the tasks that I delegate to you, I take some back. Well, if you're good at it and you execute on those well, then I give you decisions. What if you're not good at that? What if you fail to make the right decisions? Then I start pulling those back. And then I just give you tactics again. And that's where a lot of the give and take in organizations takes place. If you want to be promoted in the organization that you're in, you've got to go build credibility, build faith and trust in your ability to make decisions. Decisions. So if you're only getting tasks or actions delegated to you, go get decisions. And if you're looking at your organization and you're thinking, well, we're not growing fast enough, think, well, where am I not delegating decisions, but I'm only delegating tasks or actions? Okay? I cannot tell you how much energy, time we spend in our consulting business with senior executives of very large companies talking to them about their frustration around decision making. They understand this at a fundamental high level but the way they would say it is, we just need people to make decisions at lower levels. That's what you would hear at I could tell you company after company, story after story after story from all these different companies where that's what the C-suite, these leaders of 40,000, 20,000, 100,000 people are saying, we just wish that more decisions were being made at lower level. What are they doing about it? Nothing. Nothing. They're just saying it. I wish the decisions were made. We got to speed that up. We got to improve at that. But how are they fixing it? They don't have a plan. Why? Because they don't know how. They're not sure what to do. And they just know they need more of it. So I'm going to break that down for you and share with you some of the insight from my business partners and I as we think about this. So I'm going to introduce to you out of our ideas sandbox, and as we take a look at this and go, well, why isn't decision making being pushed down? And what would it take for you to delegate not just actions or tasks, but decisions to me? What are the things that hold you back from delegating decisions to me? And it's three things. You ready? These are the three things that you need to develop competency, or you need to develop, you need to check these three boxes in order for me to feel good about trusting you with additional decision-making rights in this organization. And I'll talk to you about how to apply this up the org chart in a minute. And I want to share an example from my career on it. The first thing, here are the three categories. the first thing that you've got to do is demonstrate competency. Another word you might use here is skill. Another word you might use here is quality of decision making. So let's just call all of that competency. So do I think you know how to do this? Do I think you have experience in this space? Do I think you have wisdom or skills in this space? Or are you clueless about it? Like, if I feel like, wow, okay, you've got some experience in this space, or you've got some proven results, or we hired you from a company that had you do this, or you've been working in this space a lot, or you seem to have a lot of energy and passion around it, I'm starting to develop some trust in your competency, right? So do you have competency as it relates to this category or area of decision-making? So the first thing I'm looking for before I would dare delegate decisions to you is competency. Now, you might check that box, but if you don't check these other two, doesn't matter, which is really important for you to consider. You as someone who wants those decisions delegated to you, and you as a leader that might be listening to this from the standpoint of, I want to delegate decisions to people, but I don't know what's holding me back. Here's what it is. The first category you need to look at is, does he have competency, skills in this space? If I can check the box there, the second category is speed, urgency. Does your speed or urgency match what mine are or what the need of the organization is? So think about this. Sometimes we don't delegate decisions to people. We know they've got experience. We know they got competency. They know how to do this. They just take freaking forever. They seem to have no hunger. They've got no urgency around it. So no way, not a chance I'm going to do it, right? I might have them involved in it, but I'm not going to give them the whole thing, because they lack the urgency or the speed, right? Okay, then the third, so first category, competency slash skill, understanding, whatever you want to call it. We call it competency. I think that's the best word. The second category is time, speed, urgency. And the third category is buy-in. What do I mean by buy-in? What do we mean when we talk about buy-in? Can you bring other people along with you? So if I'm going to give you this decision, the rights to make it, I'm going to surrender that from me to you. And I need to do that. I'm motivated to do that because it will help us scale, move faster. I want to do that. And you want it because you want to increase the amount of value you're bringing to this organization so that your compensation increases, your development increases, and you look better to be promoted here or outside the organization, right? So you, if you're a driven person, you're motivated to take on more decision-making rights. But if you can't bring people along, so you've got competency, I know you know how to do it, you've got urgency, you can do it with speed, but you don't bring anybody along with you, or nobody's going to buy in to the decisions you make, nope, sorry, not doing it, not delegating to you, don't have trust, faith, in your ability to take on these decisions. So those are the three boxes: competency, speed, buy-in. Can you bring others along with you? That last category. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about somebody on your team that you want to delegate to. You should be delegating more to in order to scale your organization. Which one of those three areas are they deficient in? And what can you do to help fix that or to figure out if it can be fixed? What conversation could you be having with them? Competency, do you need to help train them? Is that spending time shadowing you? Is it sending them to a course or having them take something or spend time shadowing somebody else or working with them? And could you articulate that to them? Think about the value of that conversation. Look, Linda, I want to. Your future is bright here. In order to continue to have you grow, and I'm very motivated to have you grow. And in order to do that, what I need, your speed, Urgency, check the box. Here are the three categories I'm considering. Competency, speed, buy-in. You're awesome in speed. I know that you've got urgency. You've demonstrated that. Buy-in. Yeah, you're a great team player. The way you collaborate with others, awesome. But I need you to develop competency, skills, whatever it might be. Here's the plan. Or I need you to develop the plan. What can you do in the next 3 months, 30 days, 6 months, whatever it is, whatever your timeline needs to be, in order to develop that? Because if I can check those three boxes, boom, I'm going to delegate these things to you. Your impact at the organization increases, and that helps us scale. Think about the value of that. Now I want you to think about you. So that look at the different lenses you can approach this from. One is the leader who you want, or the person that you want to delegate more to. What do you need to do in those three areas? By the way, if they have competency, but they lack speed, but they're good at buy-in, so they lack any of these three, you need to see if you can fix it. And if you can't fix it, you need to come to this realization. They're slowing you down. They're a hindrance to the organization scaling. So are you going to tolerate that forever? Or what adjustments are you going to make? Because if you're at a point where you go, nope, they're never going to have the urgency, then why are they there? Or you just understand they're in a reduced role. You're not going to give them those decisions, and they're just a role player, and you need them in that role, and they're executing just fine on that, and that's okay. Then there's somebody else that's needed, or an additional position or body or whatever that you can delegate that to. You cannot scale until you delegate more decisions. And you can't delegate decisions. You won't do it till competency, urgency, speed, and buy-in are all those three boxes are checked. So what's the plan to get somebody there? Or who are you going to get in there, right? Okay, last thing real quick. I hope this is super valuable to you. For us, this has been, oh my gosh, this puts into everything we spend time on as in our firm when it comes to working with leaders is how do we simplify it? How do we take all these ideas and things that people or whatever, and how do we just simplify it and say it's these three things? This is what you need to do. And so I hope this is helpful to you. Okay, the last way I want to approach this, the last lens or perspective to look at this is your boss or somebody who's leading the organization. So when I left the previous firm, actually it's when I started considering, when I was pretty sure, when I made the decision, let's put it that way, that I don't see my future being here bright, it was because I looked at these three things. And I looked at the leader of our organization. In this particular case, it was a CEO. I said competency, actually in this case, in the first situation, there were a couple different leaders, right, in different places. And you can apply this to any different leader that you've worked with. I always worked with great people and just really solid individuals. So this isn't a judgment of them as individuals, but in that role, whether or not they were going to be able to scale, in the first case, and one of the leaders I worked with, one of the senior executives, it was competency. No, it's not like they don't have any competency, right? But competency needed for that role at that time. The answer was no, they don't have it. They've got incredible skills in this one area, but they don't have the skills needed in this spot. That was my judgment. You could say I was totally wrong. It ended up that, I mean, the proof's in performance, right? And so that my judgment was, nah, they don't have the competency or skill. They shouldn't have those decision-making rights. Speed, definitely not. And buy-in, nope, didn't bring people. So it was all three boxes. X. And I went, oh my gosh, like exceptional human being, great person. But why in the world? But inability to scale, it's not going to happen. And then just companies take forever to make those decisions by and large, right? So we just rolled around in inefficiencies and flatlining for multiple years until a different leader was brought in. And then it was competency. Yeah, I actually think that this person does have the competency. Speed, oh my gosh. Massive commitment to urgency. Buy-in, I don't know about that one. And so there were and competency probably would be even a question mark as it pertained to what exactly needed to be done. And so it was like competency, maybe C plus, B minus, I don't know, maybe closing in on an A, but not certain. Speed, A plus, like absolute. Buy-in, there's a lot of stand and salute and command and control going on here. And when you push back or you ask questions, not really a lot of tolerance or space for that. So buy-in, yeah, I don't think so. And so it's just really interesting. And by the way, then that person too, hasn't scaled. And so when you look at scale, delegating decisions, and then those three areas, is that helpful? Man, I hope it is for you. You might find where to apply that. You might need to apply that to you. In if you want more decision-making rights, you want to scale your impact in an organization, or you might look at that through the lens of somebody you're considering promoting, or how do you grow your business unit or your impact in the organization? Who are you delegating to and developing? And look at those three categories. And those are fantastic conversations to have openly with somebody. And then look above you on the org chart. Do I think this person can really help us grow? Are they going to be able to take this company or this division to where I need it to go? If I'm going to stay here, or I'm going to be as invested as I am. How do they fare in those three categories? Just tons of ways to approach it. Okay. Hope you're all doing well. I hope that your first quarter, at the time I'm recording this, your first quarter of 2024 was insane. I hope it set you up for massive success, that the amount of momentum you've got going into Q2 is just off the charts. And if it isn't, and things are off track a little bit, time for adjustments, right? And certainly you could be making those. So I hope things are going well for you. And I'll talk to you in the next episode of the Culture Hacks podcast.
Who do you know that could benefit from listening to this episode? Tap on the share button and text the link to a friend or colleague, or write a post on LinkedIn and tag Russ. Thanks for listening to the Culture Hacks podcast with Russ Hill.